Welcome home to WCLU on a Tuesday morning, and it's a pleasure to have Chief Guy Howie in the studio. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And Major Terry Flatt with the Glasgow Police Department as well. And good morning, Terry.
Good morning, sir.
And I appreciate you all joining me this morning. It has been a weekend that I know that you you did not choose, but you're ready to serve when those tragic things happen. And and you know, on behalf of the community, I'll just say thank you all for all the work that you do in regards to that. And Major Flatt, you're the public information officer. I know it's always tough when you have these situations.
Yeah, you know, this past Friday night, 17th of October, tragedy struck our small town and our community that took the lives of three young teenagers.
And when we awake to news like that, it impacts all of us. But you all are on the scene. You all are the first responders that that have to experience everything that you do.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we had, you know, first responders on the scene, Glasgow Fire Department, Barron County EMS, Sheriff Department, and everybody, you know, kind of helped out that night. And it took a toll on all first responders, along with, you know, members of our community that night.
It did. But our community has come together for these families, for those involved, for your guys as well. Chief Howie, yesterday afternoon, you all released a statement that you had prepared, and I thought it was just very fitting what you said. And that's when I called Major Flatt and asked if perhaps you or he and both of you is wonderful to have in the studio, but I wanted you to share that first person, if you will, and because it shares your heart as a police chief. If you will, please just share that statement that you released yesterday.
Sure. On October the 17th at approximately 11:43 p.m., emergency responder units were dispatched to the intersection of North Jackson Highway and Veterans Outer Loop in response to a traffic crash with injuries. Upon the arrival, first responders were met with a scene of overwhelming destruction. The crash had resulted in multiple fatalities and serious injuries, and debris was scattered across the four-lane intersection. It was immediately clear that this was a tragic and critical incident requiring multi-agency response. While the Glasgow Police Department is the lead agency in the crash investigation, the severity of this event required assistance of partner agencies. The investigation and the emergency response would not have been possible without their rapid assistance, professionalism, and dedication. We extend our deepest gratitude to the following agencies for their professional service at the scene and the investigation: the Glasgow Police Department, the Barron County Sheriff's Office, Cave City Police Department, the Kentucky State Police, Barron Metcalf EMS Service, Hart County EMS Service, the Glasgow Fire Department, Barron Metcalf 911 Center, Barron County Coroner, Barron County Emergency Management, and Kentucky Department of Transportation. To all the men and women who responded that night, thank you. You placed yourselves in a difficult and emotional situation to serve and protect our community. I pray that none of you ever have to face a tragedy of this magnitude again in your careers. We know that each of you hold the families and the survivors of this incident in your thoughts and prayers, just as we do.
And I appreciate your statement and your leadership at this time. It's just such a hard thing to go through, isn't it?
It is. You know, when I got on scene, there was organized chaos, mm-hmm. To say the least. But each one of these agencies that I've just mentioned played a very important role in the successful outcome of this tragic event. you know, the Barron County Sheriff, they helped, they responded with us at the same time, helped secure the scene. You know, at the time we had four officers on duty that are normally patrolling, responding to scenes and crimes. They were all tied up with this one incident. The Barron County Sheriff's Office not only helped secure our scene, but they stepped up and they answered calls for service for us.
For several hours, yeah. We might say.
I mean, that road was closed from 11:43 from the time of the dispatch to almost 7:30 the next morning.
Wow.
And the Cave City police officer who responded assisted with a witness that was there. He helped secure the scene. He helped get witnesses out of the middle of the scene, stayed with them, offered comfort and support, as well as the Kentucky State Police. They were there, willing to give a hand to help secure the scene, make sure that witnesses and pedestrians weren't there. You know, the Barron County EMS service, kudos to those folks, because you know, when they get on scene, and I went to one of the ambulances to check on one of the injured parties, and when I looked in there, the EMT that was providing medical attention probably wasn't even 20 years old yet. So
we have a lot of younger first responders. I mean, a lot of new guys. You all have several newer gentlemen on the police force, and I'm always amazed. Of course, it reminds me how old I am. I taught school for a long time, and I have a lot of former students who are involved as first responders, police force, EMS workers, and whatnot. And to witness what they did, I cannot imagine. You know,
it's it'll weigh on you if you don't do the right things to help you. You know, Hart County EMS just happened to be in the area, and they transported injured to the hospital. You know, the 911 center receiving all those phone calls, because when there's an accident, they don't get just one phone call that says there's an accident. They get a multitude of calls, and the limited number of people in there. And then, of course, you have the first responders asking them to make phone calls or do things and try to run tags, try to get people identified. They're overwhelmed. Their professionalism that night really helped out. You know, the Barron County coroner, my heavens, what they, you know, have to do and go through on a situation like that.
And Tim Gibson and probably assistants were on the scene as well, you know, with his office. And you know, always have a lot of respect for what they do.
Oh, absolutely. And then to, you know, have to make sure that the next of kin is notified and such young children, and then trying to get all those trying to get them removed from the scene in a humane fashion.
Exactly.
Wow. Emergency management helped out tremendously. We needed extra lighting. They were there. I called the Department of Transportation. You know, they're not used to coming out in the middle of the night, but they helped us close down the road. I want to mention the Glasgow Fire Department. Those guys, tremendous job.
Yeah.
Coming out, stationing their trucks where we needed them, helping with emergency medical treatment, making sure that we were safe, that the roads were safe, staying there. And anytime we have an accident like that, we'll have onlookers. And I looked up one time and I saw a row of firefighters just standing in a row. Mm-hmm. And what they were doing is they were blocking the view so one of the victims could be removed.
Yeah.
So they weren't seen.
Right.
And
very professional guys.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, they hung in with us all night. So.
Well, I know it was quite a night, and we just appreciate your service to the community. And And we look up to you all as leaders, and you're always there when we need you, and many times when we don't know you that we need you.
Right.
But we appreciate all that you do for us, and I just appreciate again your heartfelt statement in that press release. But just hearing it from you this morning, we appreciate you, Chief.
Well, thank you very much, and I really appreciate. Everything that everybody did, you know, we've got a great community here. Everybody lifts up each other and helps each other out when need be. Even if it's not their job, they're willing to step up to the plate. So,
right.
Great community, very professional individuals, and just really proud of all of them.
Well, I know you are. I know you are. I appreciate you taking a little bit of time just to come in this morning and talk about that.
Thank you for having us.
And Major Terry Flatt, always appreciate you, and I'm sure we'll have you on again soon talking about traffic around the square or something like that.
Yes, sir. again, our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and
yes.
the families for the next few days and our community also. But, yeah, we'll be talking with you again.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
Major
you.
Terry Flatt, Chief Guy Howie, we appreciate you. 644 WCLU.